Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
Can we just start here? Tanaka just went through everything, the scope of what it takes to be a triathlete, and he believes, listen, it should be a piece of cake. What do you think?
Whoa, Kyle. Let me first. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. I want to first me on the show.
It's an absolute pleasure, Kyle. I want to first clarify my statement. My statement was, if I maybe gave it a year, I could finish a triathlon.
He never said that.
I don't.
He said, wait, we're going to allow Kyle, we're going to give him the right facts. Okay. He said, oh, there's even an ultra, which I want us to talk about later on, about an ultra triathlon and what that means. He said, oh my goodness, like you're just swimming, like, you know, it's not a long distance. And the bike and the, you know, and the running, it's not hard. Kyle, please help us here.
I think if you put in the dedication for a year, I think anything's possible. For an Ironman, I think you'll be able to do it. I trained for my first Ironman. I trained 10 months, so and that was with a full time job. So anything is possible.
Kyle, I mean, I worked at the Ironman years ago, and I remember thinking to myself, these are superheroes just without capes, because there is no way you arrive that early. You're already up for a swim, and it's just like everything. So like all the events and you're just happening on the day. It's too much.
Yeah, I know. It is a bit crazy, but you train your body to do that. But it is, yeah, it's a lot of dedication to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning and eat breakfast that early and then get on your bike and it's cold and, so yeah, it is challenging, but I think that's what makes it so worthy, and you actually keep coming back for more. I don't know why, but it becomes quite addictive.
Kyle, you know what? Despite what I believe is true about myself, right, or like what my capabilities actually are, I don't suppose in 7 months I'll be where you are in terms of doing triathlons or Ironmans. I think it's just like these grandiose ideas that we have of ourselves. But Kyle, let's talk about, I mean, look, firstly, kudos to you for what you're doing. It's no small thing. There's the triathlon, there's the ultra, there's the Ironman. Maybe let's just create the distinctions between, I don't want to use the word regular because there's nothing regular about swimming, running, and getting on a bike immediately after that. But just try to break down those three different disciplines, and maybe in terms of duration or how they go.
Okay, so you get the an Olympic distance triathlon, which actually will be at the Olympics itself, which will be like a 1.5 kilometer swim, a 40 kilometer cycle, and then a 10 kilometer run. And then you'll get a middle distance, as they call it, like a 70.3. Which is 70.3 miles. It's the half Ironman, and I'll be doing a middle distance, half Ironman distance this weekend in Sun City, called Sun City Ultra. And then you get, which is 1.9 kilometer swim, 90 kilometer cycle, and then a 21 kilometer run. So it's basically about double. And then you'll get the Ironman, which is exactly double the ultra or the 70.3 distance, which is about 3.8 kilometer swim, 180 kilometer bike, and then a 42 kilometer run. So that's a long day. And so those are the distances broken up, those three.
Kyle, can we just track back a bit? And here you are, you have your full-time job, you're working, you're happy, you're eating whatever you like. And then what transpires, and I don't know, you have this idea where you think, actually, I can be a triathlete. Has it always been in the pipeline? Have you always wanted to do it? Or something drastic happened and you were like, okay, let me give this a go.
So, yeah, so I was working back in the UK, in London, for 8 years as an electrician. And I didn't come from any endurance background whatsoever. I did a little bit of sports at school, but like, a little bit of hockey and a little bit of tennis, but I was never really good at anything. And I started surfing at the age of 14, and then I surfed all the way till I was 19. And then I left home and I went over to the UK and I got my first real job. And I was in London for a year, and then I traveled around the world for a year just surfing. And I went back to the UK, and it was only after about 4 years, so I was about 24, 25 years old. And I started going to the gym and maybe doing a bit of running on the treadmill before before I was doing some weight. And I was living in a house share with four guys. And one of the guys was training for an Ironman. And he was training for Ironman South Africa in 2007, I think it was, or 2008. And I was like, what is he doing? He's going cycling like 8 hours, and he's coming back, and then he's running for like 3 hours. And I was thinking, this guy must be mad. And he gave me a book to read about people's Ironman stories. And literally within a week, I'd like bought a pair of like running shoes, got a training program, managed to get a bike. And then I started training, and I was working full time, 8 hours a day, and as an electrician. And I was training in the evening anywhere between 3-4 hours. So I was only really going to bed at like 10 o'clock. So, and then I did my first ever Ironman, ever triathlon race in 2009 here at Ironman South Africa. And then I was hooked. The following year I did it. I took an hour and a half of my time. And then the year after that, 2011, I did a race in Germany and I came 7th overall. And then I thought, okay, maybe I can do this as a profession. And the following year, lucky I got got a sponsor, and I moved back to South Africa. And yeah, my dreams came true, and yeah, I became a professional in 2014. After a breakthrough year in 2013 as an amateur, I won the Ironman World Championships in Hawaii as an age grouper. And yeah, the following year I went pro.
Kyle, can we just give you this? You're a super being, Tanaka.
Yeah, it's an air horn. We usually give it to rappers, but we're giving it to you today because of the wonderful work you've done in triathlon running and competition, rather. Let's firstly, the book that you got, I mean, it takes I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not
I think you must
reader.
Give us the
what is the name of that book?
Tanaka's looking at me and
that
he needs that
book. Your life. Surely, tell me it's not David Goggins.
It's called Becoming an Iron Man.
Mm.
By who?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's
so
it by?
That's the book, I can't remember who it's by, but it's called Becoming an Ironman. I think it's got about 40 or maybe about 50 people talking about. So it's each person talking about their experiences of the Ironman, and then I was hooked.
I see. So let's talk about when you're actually competing. I mean, tell us. Firstly, you've spoken slightly about the training. Maybe you can expound on that just a bit. And also in competition, I mean, how do you prepare yourself mentally, physically, to go into a race where the elements are changing three different times, you know, when you're pushing your body in three different ways? How do you prepare for that? And also just share with us some of your stories from the actual competition itself. I know I've heard of some people who cramp up at the beginning but still push through with cramp. Do you have any such stories where you had to almost overcome yourself in order to finish the race?
Yeah, so the training, so how I prepare myself for an Ironman is I do most of my training alone. So I prepare mentally that I'm out there for that duration and in my own head. So and when I train, probably I'll start with a swim in the morning, and then I will come home, eat some breakfast, and then I'll go get on the bike anywhere between 2 hours and 6 hours. And then I'll come home, have lunch, and have a bit of a rest, and then I will run in the evening. So my days probably consist about between, on average, about 4 hours and 6 hours of training, and about 30 hours a week, 40 hours a week. So mentally and physically, I'm putting in the work and just having lots of thoughts in my head about, you know, how do I want the day to plan out in a race? So mentally I've got it because I train alone, and I've always have trained alone mostly. And then for the race, so I've gone through a few bad patches in my whole career in 11 years. I've done probably 35 Ironmans, and I think 70% of them, you know, haven't gone the way you want them to go, and the other 20-30% have gone exactly how you want them to go. But certainly I've gone through some bad patches where I've cramped and I've had to walk, and had to walk 21 Ks in like 3 hours. And I've even, the year I won Ironman African Championships, I was on the bike and a bee flew under my visor and stung me on my eyelid. And I was lucky enough that I got the sting out, and my eye actually was swollen a bit, and I was drinking on the bike. Like, I couldn't see through the one eye. And it was only about an hour later that I was actually able to see through the other eye. But it was so painful that I was thinking, is my day done? Like, I don't know how long I can actually handle this for. And I think just with that strong mentality of what Ironman like brings you through the whole training and everything, I think you can overcome pretty much anything.
Sure.
And yeah, so I think the biggest, I think if you can get through halfway of the marathon in an Ironman, you've got it. You've got enough to get you all the way to the finish line. I mean, you've already done more than three quarters of the race. And I think the last 10Ks, 15Ks of an Ironman is where you really need, I mean, everything in yourself to, I mean, the last 10 kilometers always hurt. Even when I won Ironman African Champs and the crowd was supporting me, and I knew, like the last 30 minutes, I knew, okay, I'm actually going to win this race. Even then, that I'm so happy, I'm still hurting. But I think just what you've put in training, you can get through it. You have to find that special place to be able to dig deep.
Kyle, your determination, your perseverance, your tenacity, your zeal, I can go on and on. You mentioned about the mental strength that comes with doing such a competition or a discipline. I want to understand a bit about the diet as well, about how you prepare, because we do understand that you'll be taking part in a triathlon out in Sun City this weekend. Is there certain things that you watch? Is there certain things that you listen to? Is there certain books that you read just part of maybe 2 weeks before or preparation for the triathlon when it's just around the corner? Is there certain things that you change within your routine?
No, so the main thing I would do is I would rest up as much as possible, especially the week like this week. I would be resting a lot, but still training and making sure that I'm sharpening up. So you don't want to go into a race having rested too much. So you get to a race and your legs, you're not firing at all. So it's very important in that week to sharpen up, and eating good food. You know, you touched on like diet, and I've been plant-based for the last 2 years now, where I don't eat dairy or I don't eat meat at all, and that's really helped my performance. And I think my energy is a lot better, my recovery is a lot better. You know, I've followed quite a few diets, and since I've been plant based at the end of 2019, or no, middle of 2019, I've actually felt it so much better for my performance. And you know, I've got a great support team. With Fry's family. You know, I've really enjoyed their products, and it's really helped my transition in the plant based diet. But certainly, I would. Like eat good food. I would, you know, I don't drink any alcohol like the week of the race. Not that nothing's not like wrong with it. Like one beer is not going to do anything to your performance. But I just, you know, I want to give everything out of myself and that dedication before a race. Like going to bed early and getting massages and, you know, just everything that I can get the best out of myself for race day.
How much food do you have to eat in a day, calorie-wise? Give us a number.
I probably eat maybe around 5,000 calories probably a day. So because I'm burning about 5,000, 6,000 calories a day, and the average person is probably getting around 3,000, 3,500. You know, I have to put back what I burn. Otherwise, I'm going to burn out myself, and my recovery is not going to be good at all. So I do watch what I, the calories I put in and the protein. A lot of people say, well, you're on a plant-based diet. How do you get protein in? And, you know, I've done a video about it, and it's really quite easy to get protein in on a plant-based diet through beans, lentils. There's protein in a lot of things, protein in some vegetables, even in broccoli. And I've got the fries products have got great protein in them. So anything's possible.
Have you set a target for yourself for this upcoming triathlon?
I always want to win, and that's what I train for. So I do hope to be on the top step of the podium on Sunday. But I don't let pressure get to me. I just I've trained for what I know, and hopefully I can execute it on race day.
Let me maybe ask my last question here. Is this for you about winning and losing, or is it about what it does for you as an individual? Is it about conquering yourself? Is it about going one more? What ultimately drives you when all is said and done, when you peel back the layers of, the swim and all the hectic kilometers that you're doing? What's the thing for you that brings you back to this and makes it something that you're passionate about?
Yeah, so glad you asked that. It's not about winning and losing for me, actually, at all. It's about what I want to get out of myself and how deep I can actually push my body, and see what your body's actually capable of. I think that's the legacy that I want to leave behind for actually anybody is that I started in the sport of 24, and if people said, "Oh, you start the sport at the age of 24, how are you ever going to be competitive?" Well, it is possible because I've done it, but it's a lot of dedication. And I think if you can prove to yourself that you've put in the hard work and you've given 110% literally in training, then that's all that counts no matter what happens on race day. I never go into a race giving 95% or 100%. Like, I give 110%. And all my boxes are ticked, where it comes to training, diet, everything that I've done, gym work, stretching, everything, recovery. So if you can say to that to yourself on race day when you're standing on that start line, then that's all that matters. And that's what I want to, have when I retire. I want to know that I've done that. Yeah.
Kyle, that's brilliant, man. Listen, we wish you all the best coming this weekend. Go out there and smash it, man. I don't know how to gear you up. I'm pretty sure you don't need my words to get through the race. You're good.
It'll be live. It will actually be live streamed on Facebook Live.
Brilliant.
Through professional triathlete organization. And okay. We start at 7:15 a.m. So, yeah, it should be an awesome day out.
What time do you expect to finish?
My first time at Sun City, so... Sorry?
What time do you expect to finish? Like, what usually?
I expect to finish around 11 o'clock.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Kyle, man, listen, thank you so much. Yeah. We really do appreciate your time. Have a good day. Thanks. Further, and all the best with your final days of preparation.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, brilliant. That's Kyle Buckingham there on the phone line with us, triathlete. And he's talking to us about the Sun City Triathlon taking place this weekend.
Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.